AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Arkansas's plan to execute several death row inmates in the next few days is running into trouble in the courts, which have now put on hold some of those executions. One prisoner scheduled to die tonight got a temporary reprieve after claiming that he didn't kill the woman he's accused of murdering, and DNA can prove that. AP correspondent Kelly Kissel in Little Rock.
Stacy Johnson was convicted of killing a woman in southwest Arkansas back in the early 1990s. DNA testing was not what it is now, and so he has been claiming for quite some time that he does want additional DNA testing in an effort to prove that he was not involved in the crime.
The other inmate who would have been executed tonight, Lendell Lee, claims evidence crucial to his case has never been tested and could help prove his innocence. Bill O'Reilly's been fired by the Fox News Channel, a substitute host saying on last night's show the network knows viewers will have feelings about this. Our Warren Levinson dives into this controversy.
21st Century Fox issued a terse statement reading, "After a thorough and careful review of the allegations, the company and Bill O'Reilly have agreed that Bill O'Reilly will not be returning to the Fox News Channel." O'Reilly abruptly left on vacation last week and had been scheduled to return Monday. Meanwhile, his show, the top-rated program in cable news, has seen a sponsor exodus. The New York Times reported O'Reilly and Fox had paid at least $13 million to settle claims brought by five women that O'Reilly had sexually harassed them. Other women have made similar claims since that story was published 2 weeks ago. Warren Levinson, New York.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Indonesia praising its democracy and moderate form of Islam, saying the U.S. and Indonesia will continue to cooperate on fighting terrorism. Now to New York, where a pack of cigarettes would be $13, the highest in the nation under a bill Mayor Bill de Blasio is pushing. This is AP Radio News. Astronomers have found yet another planet that seems to have just the right combination for life. Our science writer Seth Borenstein has some fun with this one.
A mere 230 trillion miles away. This is far away for you and I, but in terms of the universe or the galaxy, this is our neighbor. Another planet outside our solar system that is just about right. It's the Goldilocks zone, like they call it. It's not too hot. It's not too cold, just right for liquid water, which is what you're looking for with life.
It is the fifth such life-possible planet outside our solar system revealed in less than a year. Serena Williams is pregnant, and based on the timeline she's offering, she already was pregnant when she won the Australia Open. A spokeswoman for Serena Williams writes in an email to the AP, "I'm happy to confirm Serena is expecting a baby this fall." I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.